Hello, Margaritaville, and welcome. This week's episode is a recording of a live talk on the Wisdom app, which you can find a link to that in the in the show notes here. And I had to break it down into two parts. It actually is three parts, but had to do some editing on this and break it down into two parts. We actually got to a point where we had some technical difficulty and got bounced off of both this recording and the Wisdom app two different times. So it's kind of has a little bit of piecing together going on. So there was some editing in this, and I just want to say thank you for listening. You as the audience are what makes this possible. And hopefully we'll be able to connect with you on Wisdom at some point. It's a free app. Just download it and set up your profile and search for me under SkyMac. I'm on there. And hopefully you can jump in on our conversations and give us your input as well. So again, thanks for listening. Just remember, everything you hear here is all our own stuff. And just take what resonates with you and leave the rest behind. Enjoy the show.
Bye.
Okay, let's bring in guests. Hello, Midnight Margaritas. Here we go.
Hiya, how you doing?
We are live. We are live on Wisdom.
Nice. Nice
And
to have some wisdom around.
yeah, and we're gonna be. As you can hear the
Yeah,
dog in the
the dog
background.
also doesn't know about it.
Good thing I don't edit these on podcasts anymore, right?
Yeah.
So we are going to be talking about Operation Overcast. I'm Sky, your host on Midnight Margaritas, and I am here with Indigo Warrior.
Shing!
Woohoo! And Bara.
Bara here from the west coast of Scotland. Hi. It's a long swim.
Yeah. So let's start by reading my notes here.
Oh, you got notes?
I got notes tonight.
Oh, you're prepared, eh?
All right, so Operation Overcast
Yeah.
was the original name of Operation Paperclip.
Yeah, which we all know about.
Well, we know about
Oh,
that,
yeah.
but maybe our listeners don't. Because, the government loves to hide things from us, and
Nice.
if
Never knew
they,
that.
if people only knew what our lovely government was doing to us,
Oh,
they might think twice about certain things.
no.
So, what would you say if I told you your government was aiding and abetting and employing the same people who tortured and murdered hundreds of thousands of people, namely the Jews? And they did it with your own money, taxpayers, cha-ching. What would you say if I told you your government has been conducting some of the same horrific tortures and experiments on you, as in our own people, that those Nazis did back in World War II? What would you say if I told you the same people who were found guilty of all those horrific crimes against humanity and should have been executed are some of the same people who helped mold and shape the healthcare system that we're living in right now? And they're the same ones that are driving and controlling Big Pharma. What would you say if I told you those same people's families are some of the wealthiest people in the world right now, and they're part of Big Pharma, connected to Big Pharma, and the oil companies, and the pesticide companies, and the chemical companies throughout the world? And last of all, what would you say if I told you some of your presidents were even had even sanctioned this and were even complicit in all of this and were in the torturing and murdering and underground satanic rituals?
Would probably say you're a conspiracy theorist.
Ah, I've been called that before.
It's more like a conspiracy realist now.
Yeah, funny how a lot of this stuff is actually being proven to be true now.
And I would say what comes to my mind is that we went to the Second World War. I'm not just talking about America. We came and saved Britain's ass and Europe's ass. But everybody thinks that Germany lost the Second World War. And tactically and honestly, they did. Germany lost the Second World War. But the Nazis didn't lose the Second World War. The Nazis moved. And where did they move to? Good old US of
America.
A! Oh, yes, all bells
Woo-hoo.
and whistles, baby. So, can you come and work in our industrial military complex? Of course you can. What can you do for us? Well, we'll give you this, and we'll give you a lavish lifestyle, long as you can tell us how we can control the world.
So, yes, you're right. On that note, Operation Paperclip was the start of basically, like I said, Big Pharma.
I G Farben and yeah.
Yeah, it's when the American government brought all the top Nazi scientists from World War II that were convicted of crimes against humanity in the Nuremberg trials. And some of them...
Oh, they were given immunity.
They were, right, they were given immunity because they were considered war criminals, so they weren't allowed to have passports or anything, so they had to be basically smuggled in.
Yeah, but Sky, the Vatican, which is well known as a Catholic state, me being brought up as a Catholic, an amazing Catholic state of having popes and bishops and cardinals, did they not give the Nazis passports to get to?
Yeah, they fixed their paperwork to
change their names and
Yep. Well, let's talk about some of the names. Some of the big people. Well, okay. First of all, let's back up a little bit. These scientists, their specialties were, most of them were in chemical warfare, chemical reaction technology and medicine, aerodynamics and rocketry. So, and the reason why our government wanted these scientists, because they knew that Germany already had all this technology from them. So even though the war was technically over, they knew that if they didn't kind of bring themselves up to speed, they couldn't compete against all that with Germany if anything were to happen again in the future. So rather than executing these scientists, they said, oh, we'll give you immunity and you'll come work for us. And they did. They employed them. They gave them, they actually, there were several different places where they kind of divided them up. They went to White Sands Proving Ground in New Mexico, Fort Bliss, Texas.
Area 51, by any chance?
Yes, probably, yeah. I mean, was that in Arizona, right?
That's Area 51.
New Mexico.
New Mexico,
yeah. Well, that was White Sands Proving Ground.
Yeah.
Huntsville, Alabama, Louisiana, Missouri, and Hilltop, Dayton, Ohio. So the Missouri one, that was a chemical plant. Some of these scientists, so let's talk about who were the names. I can't even pronounce these. I'm probably going to like butcher them because I don't.
I'd like to be butchered.
They should have been butchered years ago.
Yeah, I mean, one of the top guys was Kurt Blohm. Does that ring a bell with you guys? You know, Barry, you're up on the World War II history.
I haven't heard him, to be honest, to say.
He was Hitler's deputy surgeon general. His specialty was in biological warfare, chemical and biological warfare. But what happened was, when he came to America, he was hired by the Army Chemical Corp to work for, you know, to basically create chemical warfare.
Okay, so Agent Orange and all that probably came from his
his
scientific methods.
Carl Worster, he actually created the Zyklon B gas.
All right, for the Jews.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Yep, he executed millions of Jews, so he was here.
Okay.
So let's go back to Kurt Blohm for a moment. He actually helped the U.S. develop our own germ warfare. In 1943, he was ordered to experiment with the plague vaccines on prisoners. He actually obviously survived the Nuremberg trials and ended up here because the Americans said, oh, you got to come work for us.
Right, right.
And then the guy that I mentioned earlier, Carl Worster, I can't pronounce it.
It's like worse than that.
Yeah, whatever. Worse than that. Yeah, he seriously was responsible for executing millions of Jews. He actually is part of and connected to, or was, BASF, which is another one of IG Farben's companies that...
Yeah, an umbrella of their company.
Yep. And let's see, who else do we have here? Fritz Termeer.
Oh, Fritz. Good old Fritz.
He's actually the chairman of, he ended up being the chairman of Bears, Bear as in the company Bear, which is another one of R.G. Farben's. Yeah. He was on the supervisory board. And then Arthur Rudolph, he designed the Saturn V rocket and used it. It was used in the Apollo moon landing, I think. He was actually head of one of the concentration camps and was responsible for murdering 20,000 Jews.
The guys you just mentioned are probably all SS.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Then you had Dr. Otto Ambrose. His specialty was in toxic gas. He's probably the one that created the Agent Orange. I think he might have been. I'm not positive. I can't tell you for sure on that one. Dr. Eugene Hagen, he was another one. He was all about weaponizing deadly viruses. That's what he was hired to do. But he was also very closely aligned with Rockefeller and the Rockefeller Foundation.
Well, they were all in cahoots. Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, they were all in cahoots with it. This is all planned. This is not by accident.
But none of it's by accident.
You know,
it's
these
all...
guys were all in cahoots in how they can change the world, how they can make themselves richer. Simple as. It's happening today. It's been happening 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. It was happening then.
And it's all, and it, you know, it goes back to the, I've just recently heard this term, the 100-year plan.
Cycle?
No, the 100-year plan to get to where we are right now for one world order or the new world order.
Great reset.
The great reset or whatever you want to call
build
it.
Build back better.
Build back better.
The new nobody green, wants,
new
wants,
green deal.
Wants to build
six
fuck
sack
up.
Setter.
Yeah.
Event 201.
But these guys that you're just saying invented the American industrial military complex. You haven't mentioned Von Braun, which me and Indigo Warrior are talking about. Von Braun was basically the main man of NASA.
Right.
Okay, you know, yeah.
He was sending over the V-1 and V-2 rockets to London, to bomb London.
Yeah, so he was connected to the guy I just mentioned.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were working together, actually.
It's just their different specialties.
Yep.
But Von Braun is very well, and he should have been, how would you say it?
Executed.
Yeah. Thanks, Indigo. I don't like saying that word. He should have been executed.
I don't mind.
If they deserve it, right?
He did deserve it.
I think it was like, conversation was probably like, so you're sick and twisted and love murdering innocent people. We got a perfect job for you.
Yeah,
we're gonna make
nothing.
A bunch of bullshit models and send them up in the air and just tell people that we're going to space and shit. But behind the scenes, you can just keep murdering people and coming up with sick ideas, but we'll just put it under the guise of this, you know, fantastical space program, and everyone will love you. You'll be a fucking hero.
Yeah, because nobody's gonna know what you did in your past.
No,
it's gonna
know.
Be wiped away.
Right.
That's how people's minds work. They can't even remember that far back.
No.
You know what these people were doing.
Well, okay, so let's talk about that for a minute. So all these people are responsible for creating our pharmaceutical companies that we have now, and all started with chemicals because that was their background. Every one of them were experts in chemical, biological
reactions and
warfare.
Yeah.
So they all basically, I mean, Pfizer, you look at Pfizer and the two people that started Pfizer were both Germans.
Mm. Well, it sounds German.
Charles Pfizer and Charles Ehrhardt.
Ehrhardt.
So. You know, back in the 1800s, late 1800s. Mm. And then you got IG Farben, which is Bayer, and we already talked about. Hoist is the other company, the third company that's under the IG Farben. And they're all pharmaceutical companies, but they came from, you know, started right here. Those are German companies, but they got their start here in the U.S.
Oh, they had the American dream.
Well, yeah, that's because they were given immunity, remember? Right, they had their American dream. I forget which one it was, had basically started a dye, it was a dye company, color, you know?
Okay.
And it was chemical dye. Because before this, back in the 1800s, early 1800s, yeah, they used natural fruits and berries to dye materials. Right. So this German scientist decided he was going to do it with some chemicals.
Right.
And created the first chemical dye. And that you know, expanded into a pharmaceutical company.
Sure. And let's throw that shit in food.
Well, that's where cereal. I was going with it. It's all in your food. It's all in your water. And what are they doing in Britain right now?
Yeah.
I mean, we have had...
the policy of getting all the water treatment plants full of fluoride. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. This totally blows my mind, okay? We in America have been dealing with fluoride in our water since right after World War II, I believe. And I say that because my grandmother... was 100 years, she lived 100 years on this planet, and she would always talk about the fluoride in the water when I was a little girl, and she grew up with fluoride in her water, and so we've been dealing with that.
And can I ask you another question, Sky? What did the Nazis use to give the concentration camp fluoride in the water?
And why did they do that?
To dumb them down.
Yeah.
To make them subservient.
Exactly.
Right.
So they would just do their hard day's labor and go to their... If they didn't die from labor... They'd just go to the bunks and shut up.
Yeah.
It was to cause them from rebelling.
Yeah.
Well,
it also... Interesting on a spiritual side of that, it actually calcifies the pineal gland and shuts off your third eye, so you have no connection to God's source.
Right.
And that's about the time it started. You know, I'm talking about the older generation. Like my granny and my two grannies, they were very spiritual. They could see things beyond our eyesight, if you know what I mean.
Mm. Right, they could see through the third eye. They could
see with the third eye.
They had visions.
When toothpaste started coming out and all of this fluoride in their toothpaste.
But put the fluoride in the toothpaste. It's not bad enough. They get it in your water. They're going to put it in your toothpaste because they...
Society started changing.
Right.
If you know what I mean. And it was after World War II as well because, you know, we're talking about grannies. So then society started changing because you would always say, oh, you better watch out. She's an old fox. She knows things that we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were in a higher state of consciousness.
Right.
Right.
Whereas we were, because we were...
Because you had fluoride in your toothpaste.
We had television, we had radio. And they didn't have that when they grew up. And they started to change after the Second World War when chemicals started.
Mm-hmm. That's when the chemical warfare began on us. Yeah. So I'm sorry, it just blows my mind. I'm going to go back to it. Why is Britain right now, all of a sudden, this past week, decided, oh, we're going to put fluoride in your water?
To be honest, I think they've had fluoride in the water in Britain for a long time.
But they never told you.
But they haven't said anything, no. They're just doing it. Why do they care that they have so mentally manipulated Britain? Britain doesn't know its arse from its elbow, excuse my French, because nobody knows what the fuck is going on.
Well, and not only that, but like Britain is kind of like the source and the place that you trace back to where all of these, you know, archaic regimes take place, you know, as far as the control goes, you know.
Could that be because of the royal family?
Exactly. You know, we talked about the foundation of America and, you know, when we got our independence, our Constitution and the Revolutionary War, you know, that was us dividing from the Great Britain. It's always been that. And even, you know, going back to World War II, you know, Great Britain was behind a lot of that. You know, and we were so dumb and complicit and unknowing that, you know, we were even producing all of the warfare and the weapons and the vehicles for World War II to kill our own people. Mm-hmm. We were producing it in our own country.
Yeah.
Right.
Through Ford and Willys and Lockheed Martin, we were making the military vehicles and weapons and missiles to kill our own people in the war.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it just kind of all goes back to Great Britain. It kind of all goes back to, like you said, the royal family and all of that. And so it's interesting. You know,
that small island like that can have so much authority.
Right.
That's my initial thought. How can a small island like Britain own so much? And this is even before the Second World War.
Yeah.
How the hell can they go down to New Zealand, Australia, Samoan Islands, Canada, India, Pakistan, South Africa, and begin to own all these places?
And stay under the radar somehow. You know?
It takes a lot of hands to look after for them to be worthy to you. I know we're getting away from the chemical side of it.
No. This is good. Keep going, guys.
But to keep it up, you have to trust a lot of people to put them in South Africa or Canada to say that they're going to rule for you.
Right.
Right. Well, apparently it worked because because Trudeau's falling right in line with them.
But look at the Nazis. We're talking a lot about the Nazis today. The Nazis admired Great Britain. Hitler admired Great Britain. He admired the monarchy. Reason he didn't invade Britain, he tried the Battle of Britain, obviously, with the aeroplanes, but we had a Spitfire. They had a Messerschmitt 109. Two brilliant planes, but the Spitfire just outclassed it. Then he pulled back from that, and they could invade. It's only about a mile or 2 miles across the water.
Well, it's because they're behind it.
So this.
Would you say because they're what?
They're behind it.
But I also think it's because he respected them too much. I think Hitler sort of said, I like the way they are. I like the way that they are pompous. Plus, they're paying money into the Nazi system.
Well, don't you think that just like anything else, Hitler was just a plant?
He was a puppet.
He's a Bill Gates. He was a Bill Gates.
Yeah, he was a puppet. Totally.
He was a puppet put there. It was Goebbels and all these other wee sidekicks.
Mengele, real
nasty, nasty, nasty people.
Yeah.
Right.
Hitler was actually just a puppet.
Right.
Paid boy by Ford.
Well, like
by
them all. Fellas. Yeah. It's like every evil villain in every war we've ever had was manufactured.
Mm-hmm.
Hitler.
They were groomed
from Osama bin Laden. These are all
the boogeyman
characters. They're all characters to feed us in the story so that we can support war. So we can support disgusting acts. And it works. You know, they know that our people like to see a story. There's got to be an antagonist. There's got to be a protagonist. There's got to be a villain. And we couldn't just go to war without an enemy.
You have to create one, because if one doesn't exist and you want a war,
exactly. Problem, reaction, solution.
And mm-hmm. I'm not saying that Hitler is not a bad guy. It's just that he didn't do all this on his own.
He was created. He had people around him that sponsored him, gave him money, and made his credibility even bigger. But he had people around him that were evil, even more evil than he was, which makes
he wasn't a fluffy bunny kitten.
No, that's what I'm saying. But you've got people around you that are he's actually
He was a psychopath, but they were way above and beyond that.
He's the headman, so he's going to take all the flack.
Yeah,
but we can be evil around him while we don't get any flack.
Right.
You know, but in regards to. Are we going back to it? Sometimes you get carried away with what we're talking about.
No, keep going. That's fine. Yeah. I was just looking at our. We have a lot of listeners here. We have I'm seeing like 42 listeners.
Nice.
So if anybody is interested in jumping in and joining the conversation, please feel free. We'd love to talk with you and hear your thoughts and insight into it and your wisdom on it as well. We're just kind of talking about. Operation Paperclip and World War II and how that relates to what is going on in the world today with chemical warfare.
Can I also say, I think we talk a lot about World War II because it's still vivid in all of our memories. Mm. Because it's one of the closest things of history that we can... We can't talk about
it's the Waterloo. Biggest.
We can't talk about Waterloo, or we can't talk about...
Right, because we're still... I mean, there are still people that are alive from World War II.
We can still all relate to it. So that's why it's more fresh in our memories to talk about that. But this has been going on for... long before the 2,000 odd years that we've been around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because Clara Schwab must have been around 2,000 years ago to say,
God, he looks like a great reset.
Let's say we're starting off. So that's why we're 2021. Because we've been around for fucking donkeys. Human beings have been around for donkeys.
Right.
You know what I mean? They always say, oh, the dinosaurs. Well, how did they find precast...
fuck that.
Settlements with dinosaur prints and human prints in the same cast.
As far as I'm concerned, dinosaurs are a conspiracy.
I think so.
Dinosaurs are satanic.
They're reptilians, aren't they?
Yeah.
Fucking hell, lizards. Hey, fucking lizards.
I like Jurassic Park, but.
That's about the only movie I watched.
Yeah, right? Well, there was these. Animals from thousands and thousands of years
ago. Hey, we get some DNA, we can go hatch some eggs. And...
So these fossils that we have up here, they're not actually real, but they, like, you know, we recreated them because of an imprint. Like, you lost me. You know, I don't pretend to be an expert or know everything, but... you know, as I get older, this dinosaur shit seems awfully satanic to me.
Well, I can tell you're definitely not a flat earther.
You know, it's funny. That's like the one subject with the whole earth thing, the flat earth, the globe earth, the dome, the donut.
The dome.
You know what's funny is like it doesn't... It's one of the subjects I'm not really passionate about because I don't really care, right? Mm. Like, let's say the earth is flat, okay? Or the earth is round, or it's a donut. It doesn't affect my life at all. I'm still living in the same existence, on the same plane, and regardless of the shape or the orientation, it's not going to change anything. So I don't really care either way. I will say this, though. The way I look at the earth is that they fucking lie to us about everything. Right?
Pretty much.
So I'm going to align more with the people that believe the opposite of what we're taught. So,
So you're saying you are a flat earther.
I'm not saying I'm a flat earther. I'm just saying I don't necessarily believe that it's a round globe. That's the thing. It's like I would never argue with anyone about it because I don't care. I'm not passionate about it, so I'm going to change my life. But the thing is like, I know we're lied to about everything. They never tell us the truth about anything.
Right.
So why are they going to be like, well, we're going to lie about everything on earth to you, but we're honest about the globe, earth, being a round ball that spins around the fucking sun and we don't fly off the fucking thing at a million miles per hour. So I'm inclined to believe that we're being lied to about that as well.
But that doesn't mean
I know what it is.
I have to
This is really weird because this has taken me a long time. I've had a really difficult time with flat earth. And when it first, I mean, my son even started to sell me on it years ago. And I was like, you're fucking nuts, okay? But I tell you, over the last several weeks, I've been doing some thinking about exactly what you just said. I mean, everything that we've been taught is a lie.
Right.
Everything we've been told is bullshit.
Yeah.
So why would I think that is true?
Right.
So I've really seriously been doing some deep dives into my own soul on that and trying to figure out what the hell the truth is on that one.
Well, even, you know...
I'm with Indigo. I don't really give a fuck because it doesn't bother me because I know
we're not leaving anyway.
Right. There's nothing we can do about it. It's out of our realm of changing,
and
so...
And the sense of, you know, we've been lied to so often... Again, I think we watched something yesterday about this couple that died of
non-COVID
incidents.
Yeah, was that on UK column?
Whatever it was.
Yep.
But you want to be sympathetic for people that have passed away, if they have passed away. But we don't know
if it's true.
We don't know anymore if they've passed away or not. It's just like...
Right,
so
everything...
So your heads that we... Just like you're talking about, fly out your head. I really don't care.
Well, that's just the thing, like... you know, it doesn't affect my life at all. So it's one of the interests that, well, it's one of the subjects that I've been least interested in because it just doesn't affect my surroundings. But,
right.
But yeah, I mean, it's like,
I just have way too much time.
Yeah, everything else is a lie, so why would that be the truth?
Exactly.
You know, you talk about, you know, the Bible, and obviously I have my feelings with organized religions and stuff like that, but I think, you know, there are parts of the Bible that haven't been completely removed or edited, and, you know, they do talk about a firmament, and so it does make you wonder, you know, you think of all the different aspects of, you know, okay, are we in a dome? You know, they talk about this, like, glass shield.
Right, yeah.
And it does make you wonder, you know what I mean? Like, how, you know, and you've heard other people, too. Like, even, like, if you ever heard the quote from Hillary Clinton where she's...
Oh, boy.
You know what I'm talking about? She's on stage and she's talking about, we will reach the end of the glass dome and we will break through the glass into, you know, and it's like, this is the same bitch that talks about, you know, in her leaked emails, finding the Gilgamesh's tomb. What are you talking, what are you looking for that for? Like, what are you trying to do? And, so I do feel like there is stuff that these people know that we don't know, that they don't want us to know, and they're trying to do extremely satanic shit to, you know, have the outcome they want. So
yeah, the outcome they want, and it also benefits them, you know, immensely.
Right. Like, I've seen a video, and again, it's a... I don't put all my faith in this or the other, but, like, they had a video of they shot a camera straight up into space as far as they could go. And you watch the video, it's really interesting footage. I forgot who did it, but the camera goes all the way up, and then it just stops abruptly, and then the, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes, I heard this.
And it, like, gets stuck there. And
yeah.
It doesn't explode, and it just, like, the fucking propellers just stop turning. It just won't go any further. And it's even the trajectory of the spaceships and the rockets that they send up. They don't go straight up.
They always have to do a turn.
Yeah, they always go at a turn or an angle.
Yeah.
And so I don't know.
There's definitely, we don't know the truth.
Yeah.
And you just struck something with me because about hitting the ceiling, basically, you know, it's like that, it, almost that invisible shield that stopped it. Okay, so here's the thing. Weeks ago, I was in a meditation. And I was doing some astral work, and I was projecting, and I started to go, and I got to back up, a little bit of backstory here. So I've done a lot of work on the astral plane. I've done a lot of remote viewing. I've done, you know, I used to teach it. So a lot of out-of-body experiences. Mm. But I've never, in any of my experience, I've never tried to, like, go off-world. Okay. And recently I've been hearing a lot of people talk about their experiences trying to get off world in, you know, out of body experiences,
sure,
spontaneous projection, astral projection. And it's like, there's a point where you stop, you can't go very far.
Right.
I don't remember what that point was, 'cause I think it was different for other people, different people. Mm-hmm. But in my recent meditation in this and astral projection journey, I got to a certain point, and it wasn't that I hit anything. I didn't hit a ceiling or anything, but all of a sudden I got yanked back down.
Okay.
And it was coming from, like, my, when you astral project, you're connected by a silver cord, and that silver cord is connected to your it's like your belly, it's your umbilical cord. So it's basically like an umbilical cord. So it's connected to your belly, your belly button. Okay. And so you would think that you would be pulled back in that area. Mm-hmm. So when you actually come back into your body, there's a technique where you literally, you just, if you have a hard time getting back, you can just basically fall backwards and you'll come right back into your body because your cord guides you into it. So this wasn't from my belly. It literally was from my ankle. It was from my left ankle. I got yanked down from my left ankle, almost like I had a shackle on my left ankle.
Right.
And then I started going downward. It was almost like I was in this elevator shaft. That's what the whole, you know, scenario was. And I was literally free falling down an elevator shaft. I can't talk. But I had control of it. And I could stop at any floor that I wanted to.
You just couldn't go any further up.
Right. So you just made me think, well, maybe that has something to do with it. And maybe that's why all these other people that I'm hearing that are trying to go off world in their astral bodies are having that issue.
Yeah, I mean, kind of like, you know, the way I feel is like, and again, this isn't based on like research or anything anyone said. I feel as though we're trapped here. We are in some type of dome of sorts.
We're in prison, basically. Yeah, we're in this prison. Is prison.
I don't know the shape of it. I don't really give a fuck the shape of it. Circular, flat, dome.
Triangle.
Triangle. It doesn't fucking matter.
Could be
to
a
me.
Pyramid for all we know, right?
It could. Yeah, it's true. The way I look at it, though, is like, so I don't think we can just, and this is just my personal belief, based on how it resonates with me, I don't feel like we can just go straight up and go into space and out of the galaxies and all this shit. I feel as though there is like a barrier where we're trapped. We're stuck in this existence. And the only way to get out of it is two ways. Death being the first. The second being leaving your body and getting there in some type of spiritual way, whether it's a projection or it's...
Well, clearly that doesn't work. Because I've tried it, and so have
and
other people.
And it might not. But, like, you know, space is such a touchy subject because that could mean so many different things, and it's really left up to the interpretation of the person. But, like, let's say, you know, in outer space, if you will. Okay, so how do we get there? I don't really believe you can just take a spaceship and a rocket and just... blow up straight through, and then you're... I really don't think it's that easy, unfortunately.
Well, you've got to get through the Van Allen belt.
Yeah.
For one, which is... radiation is like going through a nuclear bomb.
Right. So I think, like... you know, I like to think of it as... we're in a bubble, and it's like a molecule of water, right? And then around our bubble where we have land and water, we're stuck in this, like...
So we're
this
like
thing... And outside of it, there's outside of the film or the bubble, if you will, there's like,
it's like
other existence. But
like,
is it
like a UFO? The way it uses gravity and it uses the atmosphere,
right?
It creates a bubble around it, so it can't be touched. That's why it can, you know, it's like anti-gravity,
right?
You can move in so many different
but
ways.
Like, but is the only way to get out of that bubble? Is it through death? Is it like, is that
I think it's
like
expanding
heaven?
Consciousness. I think that's our key.
Right.
Which is what we're doing right now. I mean, we're raising the vibration on the planet. The planet is, you know, whatever this is.
Right.
We're going through a transformational shift into a different dimension. You know, we're moving out of this dimension that we're in into the fifth dimension.
Right.
I think that's what we need to do. And that's why it's been so... go ahead.
I believe the world's round. I've been around it.
Yes, you have an experience.
Yeah.
We went from Operation Paperclip to
it's
to alien technology and out of body experiences.
In my eyes, it's round.
Right.
Or in my perception, it's round.
Right.
To other perceptions, it's not.
I'm not focused so much for me on the shape because it's insignificant to me. To me, it's that okay? What's the limit, right? So, like, it could be flat, it could be round, and you could still have the same results, right? Like, how do you get out of this fucking
right.
place? You could be flat or round. You might not be able to get out of the bubble. There might be a point you can only get so high, right? So, like, we were all in this experience. We did our CE5 meditation event, right? So, of course, the meditation event is that we tried to contact with species outside of our...
Outside the bubble.
Right, outside yep. the bubble. So we had to kind of, not exactly astral project, but we had,
Well, we had, in a sense, we had consciously project our consciousness.
Thank you. Yeah, that's it.
Not our astral bodies, but our consciousness. So it's a different level of our being.
Perfectly explained. But like, so how did you feel? Like, did you feel like you were able to transcend beyond that bubble, if it exists?
Here's the thing. So when I'm not in my astral body, because there are different layers of our spiritual essence, and they're all in line with fineness of matter.
Right.
So depending on how fine the matter is, the higher vibration it is, the higher the easier it is to move around in that particular level of your astral body. Mm-hmm. Okay, so your consciousness is obviously the ultimate. If you can do it through your conscious mind, as opposed to your astral body, whether it be your etherical double is like the lower grade of fineness. So it's more dense. That would be like literally almost seeing a ghost. You could actually see the same part. Like if I spontaneously astral projected right now in my etherical double, you would see another me just like I am right now, but it would be translucent.
Right, right. A light body.
Right. So as you go up in fineness and up the levels in different grades, that becomes, you know, more easily to interpenetrate and move through denser matter. So obviously when you're in your conscious mind, it's you're able to do that. But when you're in that mode of, it's basically, it's all about physics, you know, and the matter that you're shaking your head over there. What do you mean?
Because physics doesn't matter anymore.
Well, what I'm saying as far as matter and like particles, molecules and stuff, is they're moving.
Hard. Nothing's hard. It's all molecules.
But that's what I'm saying.
So that's
they're not, just more compact.
Yeah. So same as a glass shelf or a glass ceiling or a bubble.
But that's what I'm saying. That's more compact.
You can manipulate this.
You absolutely can if you're on the right. If you're on a higher level of density than that, you know what I mean? If you're not as dense as that material, you can interpenetrate it.
I went through a glass window.
I'm sure you've been through a few glass windows.
No, that kind of thing.
I know how rough it gets up over in Scotland.
I went through a double glass window and you would never think that could happen.
Okay, that was more your consciousness. Mm. That's what I'm saying. That would have been a higher level of consciousness as opposed to the lower level of astral matter.
Some big drunken bastard.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the difference. So I think, you know, when you're a higher...
We think that solid...
It's not really solid. It's just that the molecules are you know, denser and they're moving slower as opposed to, you know, spread apart, moving faster and faster. But basically what I'm agreeing with Indigo Warrior, if you get in your consciousness and you expand your conscious awareness and you can travel through that, then it's a different level of...
Your vibration changes, your molecules change, so you can go through different thicknesses and things.
Mm. Right, sure. Right, exactly. So yes, I believe it's possible. And... I was doing my breathing training, I had a very profound experience. I think I told you about this. You know, I literally had an experience where I was levitating. My body was levitating, but I was not consciously aware of that because my consciousness was in the center of a star, another star, and it wasn't our sun. And I was being... you know, basically lifted and carried by millions of beings, and I was told it's time to come home. So at that point in time, that was a very conscious awareness of I'm having an experience where my consciousness is connecting to my home world with the rest of my cosmic family. Wow, this is like way out there.
It's actually awesome. I didn't see this going this way at all. But
neither
it's actually
did I.
Really
yeah, And we have quite a few listeners here. I'm just going to put it out to you, anybody listening. If you are interested in jumping in on this conversation, please, please do so.
Yeah, this is
hit
cool.
That button and join our conversation and put in your 2 cents or your, you know, $100 or whatever it may be that you want to add flavor to what we're talking about here. This originally started out as a conversation about Operation Paperclip, which is after World War II and the Nuremberg trials, the American government brought over and basically saved thousands of
Nazi
top scientists and brought them to America and placed them within our society without anyone knowing.
Right.
So that's where we started, but now we're talking about astral travel and consciousness and
the Earth
and flat Earth and all kinds of stuff.
You know, Michael Jackson.
I to sum it up for me, as far as this goes, is like, I feel there's only two ways out of this place, and neither of the options are physical. You're only getting out either through death or consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So the way I see it is, you know, death is our reward. We get to, you know, travel and experience into areas we are not capable of going in this living life, if you will. And the other option is through consciousness. You know, I feel as though if you can get to that state where you can tune out, or you can project, or you can travel via your mind, not your body, you can get out of this place. But obviously it's not easy. But yeah, I think we're stuck here. It is like a prison, whether it's a dome or it's flat or it's circle, I don't give a fuck. there's two ways out.
Yeah.
I think that's what resonates with me the most.
Right. Go ahead.
There's an easy way of doing it. If you feel you want to end it and sure. Not carry the journey because you don't know the full experience, end it for yourself.
Mm.
Go on. I know that sounds bad.
But so that's the thing. So we, you know, what I wonder is, you know, there's this feeling associated with that, right?
Right. If you want to talk about that, let's go ahead.
Yeah, do we
want I know where you're going with it, because I'm going to agree with you on that.
Okay, so obviously we'll start with the Christian or the biblical way of looking at that, right? You want to take your own way out of it. Well, if you go on the organized religion stance, it's a sin.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't get to experience heaven. You're stuck.
Right, you're still stuck here, and you're stuck in a deeper, darker place.
Right. Do I believe that? I'm inclined to kind of believe. There is some weird feeling about that mm-hmm. you don't. It's just not that easy, because if it was that easy and we could just get to nirvana or utopia, then everyone would just off themselves.
You want to call it.
Right.
Right. It would be, like you said, yeah, that's the easy way out.
Exactly.
And it's not, and that's not it.
And that's what I was going to get into.
That yeah.
Was, you said, you know, when death comes naturally,
sure.
True, whether it's been.
We don't get to choose.
No fault of your own. You don't get to choose. That is. A gift to you when you pass away.
Absolutely.
Because you move on to a higher level.
Sure.
Right.
What I was going to say to you, have always got the choice to, if you want to.
Yeah.
But you are not going to experience, because I think you get put back down the chain to go back through all.
Yeah, guess what? You got to do it all over again.
Yeah.
And I think it's worse, though. I think you...
Yeah.
I'm not that, you know, I'm not Catholic, obviously, so I don't believe in purgatory or whatever that is. But I think that we are truly, I think what we are living right now is hell.
Yeah.
This is not supposed to be this way.
Hell no.
We are not supposed to be living like this. And it's because we are being controlled by whatever you want to call it. The reptilians. The Archons. I think the Archons are controlling the reptilians. I think that because of that, we are living in a prison, you know, and that is not what God wanted us to do.
No.
You know, we we are amazing human, human, we're in a human body, but we're not human. We are light beings. We are, right. we are energetic frequencies made in the image of God in this physical right. container. And we are meant to be living very amazing, beautiful, loving, peaceful lives
right.
and happiness. And these archons and these reptilians and these or Nazis angels. And, you know, all yeah. so on down the line that, yeah, have, too many, that have been
names
controlling the world population is created this prison.
Sure.
For thousands, millennia.
Right.
You know, millions of years yeah. we've been in this. And, this well, and we've repeated this over and over again, which is why they hide the truth from us. It's why, you know, history has been hidden. And we don't know what the real truth is.
No, we don't. And I think that's key too, is if you can accept that you don't know and that you're not right and that honestly it doesn't fucking matter. If you can just learn to love everybody and everything and understand where they're coming from and, you know, how they operate, and you can just kind of have the greatest intentions without any benefit to yourself on an egotistical level, you know, you can kind of live your most Christ-like life, you know what I mean? And yeah, it transcends religion, you know. It's Christ isn't just a Christianity thing, it isn't just a Catholic thing, it's a concept, it's an idea. And it's all about operating 100% from the heart. And, you know, I feel like if we somehow all got back to that, we terminated the fears and the anxiety and the overthinking and the unrealistic expectations and searching for the perfect this and the perfect that and well, this little detail's right. You know, if we could just operate from love and understand our core beliefs, and it would just be so much simpler. A lot of these things don't matter that we argue or segregate each other about, and it's just fronts, you know. It's faces, it's masks that a lot of these people put on.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to get that in there.
Yeah, no, that's great.
You know, that's my eccentric angle.
But yeah, and this it's a fucking prison. This place sucks. And
that was really well said, by the yeah. way. Thank you. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like and I'm not trying to sound negative or depressing. It's like this place does suck. I'm not saying that the people suck. I love you guys so much, and I've met so many wonderful fucking people in the past year that just have beautiful hearts and great intentions and, you know, are just really here with me, not just on a physical level, but a spiritual level and operating from the heart the best that they're able to. And, you know.
I hope so. They'll be rewarded.
Yeah.
By the higher powers. They'll have.
I honestly think that God is going to.
Ultimate life. They'll have ultimate life. They'll have. The light, and what is the evil one?
Right.
Well, that's a and good that's question.
You know, I mean, I think the people that are out there that try their best and try to do everything for everybody and help each other, they'll get rewarded. You said it yourself earlier on, you know, and that's why I say that everybody's got a choice in life, and that's why I said I didn't actually say it, but I think most people know what I'm talking about.
Mm. Yeah, we but don't have I to say the words on that.
That's it. You're going down the pecking order. You've got to start this whole process all again.
Right.
Whereas if you go right through it, you go through all the hardship, you go through all the heartache, you go through all the anxiety, the stress.
Yeah.
You will be rewarded.
The struggles. Yeah.
Be rewarded. I don't know about you guys, but like I remember bits and pieces, and I'm so glad that, you know, you guys especially. I know we've been together so many times, and I've felt it from the moment I've met you guys and many of other people in our circle. I'm sick of reincarnating. You know, if I got to do it again and again, it is what it is. It's God's
This
plan.
Is the final time, guys.
I really feel like that's the truth. Mm-hmm. I really do. I'm with you on that. It really does feel that way. It feels like this is it. This is our last chance.
Yep.
There isn't another chance. There isn't another life where, oh, well, you know, maybe we can do something different the next time around. Or, no. Or maybe this will work out the next time. No, it's like we have to fix those things now.
Yeah.
Right.
This is it.
So I want to talk to all those spiritual warriors out there, like ourselves, all those light workers, all those star seeds. This is what we are here for. This moment right now that we are living. We are here to help the world, planet Earth, population, to move forward into a space of operating from the heart.
Yeah.
With love and light. And this is our time to shine. And there are so many people out there that are light workers and star seeds and spiritual warriors. We're here for a purpose. And I know that all of you listening are probably, if you're listening to this, then you're probably one of those. You know, you're here for a purpose. You're here for a reason. And again, this is your time to shine. Work from the light and the heart chakra. Yeah.
Can I also say, just what you said there, Indigo, this is your last time.
This is it.
I said this is my last time on Earth.
Yeah.
On this planet Earth at the moment. That was me. I was saying that for a long time. And then when I met my beautiful wife, Sky, and it was like that, you know, we started talking about reincarnation. I'm going, this is it. But I was speaking about this is it long before I met her.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep.
People want, like, my brothers and sisters and my dad, and I'm going, this is it. What do you mean this is it? I said, I'm not coming back to this earth ever again. And they're going, are you off your head? No, seriously, I'm not. And you know, but it's something inside me saying, I'm not coming back here. I've been here so many times that I think it's 7 or 8, the last count.
Yeah.
I'm not taking it anymore. I've had enough.
It's funny.
It's knocked the shit out of me.
It is. I saw a meme. I've seen it a couple times now, and I didn't share it or anything on social media, but I did get a good laugh, and it said, due to personal reasons, I will not be reincarnating on Earth again.
I love it.
And I really felt that shit. It's true.
That's great. I love it.
And it was funny because when I met Sky, she said the exact same thing to me.
Right.
So maybe we don't meeting before the final soiree.
You don't have to convince me. I understand, like, this, you know, my soul family. It's like meeting all you guys was an accident. What was not an accident. And I just think that, you know, they put us back together for whatever reason. I feel it. I don't know a timeline of when this is all.
It's the final countdown.
Exactly.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
It's true.
Yeah. I feel that.
It's all right.
I feel like it's going to be the last, supper.
Right.
The last
That's
supper.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't feel like,
but it feels, I'm excited about it. I'm like, bring it on. Let's
For
go.
Sure.
Move
let's
it.
Just, let's do this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. It's not, you know, there's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of things that are heavy on me, but this is not a heavy situation. For me, it's, you know, now's the time, and let's just hurry up and let's just get it done.
Yeah, come on, let's do it.
We're all here for a purpose. We've all met up, and we've all aligned ourselves for this reason. And we can try to convince ourselves otherwise, like, oh well, this is more important, or that's more important, or you know, this just isn't working for me because of this and that. And in reality, those are all existential things that, like, are still in the system, if you will. You're still living by the system's rules, and in reality, it's
fuck that. I'm sorry.
Fuck that. I can't. That's right. Thank you.
I've never lived by the system. No. I got to tell you, I've never lived by the system's rules ever. I can't do it. I couldn't do it as a child.
That's where you went wrong, honey.
I'm not doing it.
You could have.
I refuse.
Well, 2.2 kids in garage. Oh shit! You got that.
Wait.
Well, even from a societal standpoint of, like, you know, what we're imprinted to believe about our fate and, you know, our destiny and our future about whatever the category is. It's like, okay, well, we can dream of, like, oh, well, I always wanted this in life, or this is not exactly how I saw this going, or, you know, or things could potentially be better, or you know, whatever. It does all connect somehow, some way, some form. You know, nothing is indifferent. Everything is one. Everything is consciousness. Everything is connected, whether we want to believe it or not. It's the manipulation. It's the lies. It's the tricks. It's the deceit that's gotten us to think that we are separate. That's gotten us to think that we're indifferent. It's got us to think that we need to separate each other's. But we are. We are one. We're all connected.
Yeah.
And if everybody could realize that, then we would be living in a different type of world. But that's why it's a threat that if we realize that collectively, that we wouldn't have a lot of the problems we have in this world.
Yeah, well said. Beautiful. I couldn't have said it better. That's where I was going with it. And so yeah.
And, yeah. If you could see Barry's face.
If you could only beautiful. See.
give me a hug.
Feel the love.
My brother.
Where are you at?
Brother, I'm in my feelings.
He's my brother from that's another brother, by the way.
Another mother. It's the same mother. Same mother.
We lost his hat.
So
okay.
So yeah, but that is so true. And we're getting so close to being in that space and that high energy and that high vibe where we're, what was that comment that I made to you about vibe and your vibe, your...
My vibe's...
No, something, yeah, something's yeah, messing yeah, my yeah, vibe and yeah. It was
oh,
great.
Did, yeah,
yeah, I came up with
you
this...
You come up with some crazy stuff. Not that you don't recording. Anyway, but your thrive is my vibe.
Your vibe is not thriving with my vibe.
Yeah, she comes out with that and I'm like, hold on, I'll write a song about that.
Yeah,
yo,
we'll hear that next week.
Right.
So we're all coming into that. Our vibes are all gonna connect, and we're gonna thrive together as
we always connect better together. You know, when Indigo's around here, we're always happy. You know, when
I
just feel happy.
Thank you.
You know, we're not happy people, but when he comes around, we're like,
we've missed
whoa!
You, Indigo.
And, especially when he comes out with all these big words, I'm like, what? Is he sure he's not part of the British monarchy?
It's funny because when I'm on my own, it's like I can't articulate
shit. You can't get two words out that make any sense, right?
Especially lately. But
he swears a lot.
I know that problem.
Yeah, I do swear a lot. Fucking A.
But you can't beat me.
Yeah, no. It's authentic, you know, and I think that's what it is you got to be authentic. Whether you're swearing or you're crying or whatever your fucking emotion or flow or
Scottish first
you gotta let your emotions out.
Yeah, you gotta let it out. Sometimes it could be too much. Sometimes it's, but you know what? You get through it, pick up the pieces.
You guys keep talking. I'm gonna look down
like
through our listener
it
list
really
and see what
is,
see who
man,
we got
like,
here. Wow, I don't know any of these people. All these people that are listening, you guys are awesome. Thanks for hanging in there.
Appreciate y'all.
Oh. Valerie Bradley, you're the only one I'm connected to on here so far. Thanks for listening. Jump into the conversation, please.
Shout out.
Aiden Napalm. Hey, welcome. Napalm. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly. We're connected too. But geez, a lot of people. Bohinder, how are you? You guys are just amazing. Thank you again for listening in. Wow, all these people I don't know and I've never seen before. So many people on this app now, so many connections that are happening, so many beautiful
hey, dudes,
conversations that are out there. Yeah.
Nice to
jump in, yeah, please. Please come and talk to us. Join our conversation.
Yep.
Don't be shy.
You're here for a reason. Yeah. Don't be shy. You know, we got close to 100 people listening. If you're still hanging on at this point, you know, clearly you resonate or believe in what we have to say or have interest in it. Feel free to connect.
Yeah, I second that. Don't be shy. I mean, we're not your everyday people. We just get on. We've got different points of view. If you've got a different point of view, come along. Let's hear it. We're here to discuss things. Free will is what life should be all about.
That's right.
Unfortunately, they've been trying to rip that away from us. But we still have a wee bit left.
That's right.
So let's fight for it.
Absolutely.
You know, even the dog wants some free will. And he's not even a Rush fan.
Yeah, I don't know how many people out there have dogs or spiritual animals that, you know, you feel are connected on a much higher level. I've definitely noticed some things in not only my own life, but others around me, is that animals are definitely being heavily affected with everything going on right now.
Yeah.
Kind of seems like there's this mass exodus of very spiritual animals that are leaving this existence or this plane for some reason or other. I really don't have a prediction or any of the answers, but I just recently lost my dog. I know a few others that have lost their dogs just recently to very similar situations. And I don't predict to know what's going on here, but you know, it's affecting more than just humans. These animals are feeling what's going on. And I feel like they're ahead of us. You know, they I don't know where they went or where they're going, but they seem to have things figured out a little bit more than we do.
Yeah, I was actually going to talk to you about that. And again, I'm sorry for your loss.
I appreciate it.
You know, my dog's been looking for her.
Everyone can hear it.
Yep. So she's freaking out because Bridget's not with us.
Right.
But that is, she's here. She's just not in, like we talked about with consciousness.
Form. Yeah.
It's just, the physical form is just the vessel.
Right.
It's not the contents. It's not the essence of the being. You know, we are energetic beings living in a meat suit. This is not who we are. This flesh and bone is not who we are.
Thank God for that.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, we are being bombarded by frequencies. You experienced it when we first started, actually before we started
recorded
or going live.
And the best way I could describe it is just weird. You either know or you don't know when I describe this, but like, if you ever watch the movie Men in Black, when Will Smith's character, Agent Smith, I think that was his name.
Tommy Lee Jones.
So
Jay. Yep.
I think it was.
Was it Jay?
Yeah, it was Jay. J and K. So he gets that card, right? The Men in Black card that's like, oh, go to this address or whatever. And he walks in this address, right? He opens the door and the guy like points to the elevator. And you just hear whoa, 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 from like these big industrial fans.
Yep.
He goes out. So before we recorded this, Sky actually handed me the her phone, and she's like, "Look at this new app." And
I was actually showing him the Wisdom app.
Yeah, Wisdom app.
We're trying to.
And I was like, "Oh, this is cool." But as soon as I grabbed her phone and I started looking at it, in my right ear, I hear. Whoop, 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 whoop. Like these
Tommy Lee Jones was in the area.
What What is the
What I described it as, remember the time we were driving you to work that morning and we're going through the town and all of a sudden this beam of frequency came like right through my head and into yours?
The base, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, it was very close to the base, yep. Mm-hmm. It was the only thing that I could describe was a directed energy weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah,
of some kind. Yeah. It was a frequency. It was like, it literally...
It went from a nice, sort of warm feeling
to
freezing.
Right. But it went right through my head. It was like this beam, this big, that was like probably about 8 inches around, maybe less. What is that, like 5 inches around?
Mm-hmm. Hey, honey, don't listen to what size
it doesn't matter. It's how you use
it. That's right, baby. Size doesn't matter.
Oh, boy.
And it just literally went like right through my head like this. And that's what it was like, this immense pressure inside my head, but I could feel it going through, moving through, and it hit him on the other side of the vehicle, and he got instantly cold. So, so the only thing I can think of was that, you know, and we're talking, this is my history though. Every single time I try to talk about anything having to do with government secret operations or psychic.
We know you've been a target. I mean, there's no lie. I mean,
she's got big bullseye on her forehead.
I don't give a fuck. I come here and I associate with you and I know, but it's, you know, we don't fear this shit. We don't fear these people.
To stop you there, and is also we don't fear death.
No, exactly. Right.
I think that's the biggest pinnacle I can give to the people I've met over the last week. We do not fear death.
And I don't either.
Whereas, it's not like we look for it, but we don't fear it.
We don't fear it. We know it's coming. That's
What was that say? Who said, maybe you can remember this, who said to die would be a great adventure?
Oh, shit.
Well, that was a quote from somebody, but I love that. Yeah. That resonates so deeply with me.
Sure.
When the time comes, that's going to be
like... I always feel like death is a reward. You know, if you don't force it.
You said that earlier on.
Back to the death thing.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not perfect.
It's a new beginning.
Right.
It's like when I'm doing tarot readings, the death card is not doom and gloom.
No.
It's like, it's a new beginning. It's like refreshment. It's like you have the chance to rewrite your path right now.
Yeah.
Start again. Right. Erase all the rest of the crap. Right. Yes, your path is going to...
If God...
You've been told it. These are all experiences.
Right.
They're all experiences.
That's all it is. We are just experiencing
life. And the more you can have, the more the better.
Right.
Well, okay.
Well.
You know, I'm done with experiences. The three of us here have lived probably 3,000 lives.
Right.
What's the name?
I need another beer.
We've probably lived 3,000 lives together, you know, combined in the past, in this one lifetime.
Yeah.
In one lifetime. So, you know, yes.
Well, what I would say is...
Yeah, I can talk, right?
Thank you.
You know, there's a difference between... So you can still live on this existence and have fear or anxiety about shit. It doesn't mean it's that you're fearing death. For instance, I have things I'm uncomfortable with. Things I haven't experienced yet. But it doesn't mean that I won't experience it or I won't put myself in that predicament. It's not death that I fear. It's the uncomfortableness of...
The unknown.
Yeah, the unknown or not being connected.
Not being connected, that sounds like a really scary thing.
It is. You know, I'm really about being grounded and having a direct connection with the earth or God. And when you throw in the other aspects of, a lot of like these things that we've been introduced in modern technology are very satanic and... I don't want to live a life where we have to completely disconnect from technology, but was man...
Wait for the Q phone.
Keith.
Sorry, I had to get that plug in there. I just threw you off your groove.
Are they paying you? Or is Q-Phone paying
fucking
you?
Fucking right there. Sponsored by
must be, dude.
Oh, that's from Simon Parks. Sorry.
Dan Scavino on speed dial.
There we go, Val. Hyper Val Station.
Yeah.
But, no.
You know.
You look like that.
You know what? I'm impressed. I gotta say, again, gratitude. We still have close to 100 people still hanging on listening to this. And we're just rambling about random shit.
Yeah, we like rambling.
We'd love for somebody to jump in, though.
Yeah,
you know, we'd really just.
Any ramblers in there? Anybody from the my side of the water of Britain?
Anybody over in Britain?
Scots and Irish out there. And Welsh. We love the Welsh. I nearly said the IRA. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Shit.
Oh, okay, so. Wait a minute, what time is it over there in the homeland?
Oh, it's 6 in the morning.
Yeah, it's about 6 in the morning, so they're just waking up. Jeez, we talk for another hour, we might have some
start
people.
Start on the booze again. Fucking hell. Get up there, right? What's I think cornflakes,
one, no, one in the morning on our time zone.
Booze. Yeah. Booze, they'll be on the booze.
But, yeah.
Yeah, we're over on the East Coast here, people. Hey, if you just want to check in and say, you know, where you're from,
where you at?
That would be kind of cool. Where you at?
Yeah.
Boozers.
So, I want to get back to that whole. What the hell?
I don't know. Shit.
There was something that you were saying that I wanted to touch on that was like really important.
Was it the fear good. Shit or was it
fear?
It was. I think it had to do with.
Death.
I don't know. Death. Fear. It had something to do with death, but it was. Fear of dying.
Yeah.
So,
fear is the
fear,
word here.
The fear of dying. Oh, fear. Okay, so fear. That's what they're looshing off. They're
sure.
Sucking a loosh.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
From fear.
But like, all right. Let's, all right. So, and again, I don't want to make it sound like we're above anybody because we're not. Everybody's just operating at a different level.
Frequency.
And yeah, a frequency. We were all in a different position at one point in our life where we believed the bullshit to some extent. I mean, I feel like we were awake to some stuff.
Yeah, totally.
But, yeah. I mean, I remember being asleep to a lot of things. And the thing is that, you know, I'm sorry, I'm having some trouble now, but...
having a bit of a meltdown.
A little bit of a loss of words here. So, you know, it's not about being better or smarter or more clever and inclined with people. Everybody's at a different place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for us, you know, we're operating at the level that we know, right? And there's a lot of people that haven't gotten there yet. And there's a lot of people that are working on getting there. And the thing is you know, we have to be patient with where everybody is with this.
Right. We, you know, it's funny because when I was out there in the real world and not in my own little, you know, studio here all day long,
right.
I actually had to... meet with people all the time.
Mm.
And it was like you had to meet them on whatever level they're on.
Right.
You can't come in like below them because
right.
they're not going to look at you, they're not going to give you the time of the day. You can't
right.
come in, you know, above them because they're going to say, "What the fuck is
right.
going on here?" You have to meet them on their level.
Correct.
It doesn't matter where you are in your spiritual
you're
path, your growth, your knowledge,
you're
your wisdom.
Your,
right, it's
you're
like
changing your frequency. To
exactly,
go into their frequency.
You shift
yeah.
your
so
frequency.
It's fucking you about. If you know what when I say fucking you about, it's making you go like a radio station.
Yeah, you're
tune in Tokyo.
Yeah. Right,
So when you finish with all these people you met, you're like,
oh, Yeah.
Well, that's maybe that's where you get. But no, when I was doing events and big, huge events with, you know, a lot of very to-do people.
Mine were fucking huge as well.
I'm not discrediting them. What the fuck are you talking about? No, so, I'm just talking about, you know.
I know, I'm just taking the so, because you went when I was doing huge events. Well, I'm fucking pretty huge too, you know. But anyway,
yeah. Okay, I'm done.
We had this conversation, actually, so before we did this podcast, or this live stream with Maka, we had a funny conversation, and we were talking about pharma and all this other shit, and we were talking about where everybody is at, and help me out here.
Wait, I gotta catch up.
So we were talking about so like, all right, we're at where we're at, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know what we know,
yep.
and we know what we don't know.
Right.
Okay.
Well, we don't know what we don't know.
But, right, exactly.
You know?
And that's the power. That's the power. But the thing is that, so, I know, Maka, I know. It's like, okay, we're awake, right? And a lot of you listening probably are very awake.
I'm sure everybody, well. Right. If they're in California, they might be awake.
Yeah. But then, as far as what's going on, and intellectually and spiritually, you know, especially lately for me, it's and we all go through these phases, I think, where you almost kind of, you wish you weren't awake in a way. You kind of wish that.
Oh, you know, I know. Okay, I know where you're at now. Yeah, you know, you totally.
We all took this red pill instead of this blue pill, and then, you know, things aren't getting better quick enough for us. We've been awake for so long. It's painful. It's hurtful. We so badly want to see the world in a better place.
We feel like we're dragging.
We're dragging
the baggage. You know, come on, we're going. Let's go. We got to go this way. And we've been carrying this for so long. So long.
It's tiring.
It's exhausting.
And there's moments where I just say, fuck. I just wish I could.
You just want to give up asleep. And what I happened to that blue pill?
Pill. Like, I wish, can we, but it's too late. We know what we know. We're awake. We can't go back. There's no going back. But there are days that are so hard that you just wish you could unknow the things that you know. You wish you could take that blue pill, and you wish you could go back.
You could be as numb as.
Yeah, you. There was one point in life where I looked at people who were so oblivious, and I thought, like, oh, I feel bad for them that they're so easily conned and manipulated by the lies and the media and the manipulation. And now I look at it sometimes being so overwhelmed with knowing the truth or knowing the manipulation that I'm like, I envy these people for being so, not careless, but
unknowing.
Unknowing.
They're living
floating through life.
Yeah, they're living in an illusion still. They're like in the illusion.
I know, but
they want to.
I think what the Indigo is trying to say.
Oh no, I get it.
I get exactly what you're saying. Just what's sitting there. They don't have a clue what's going on.
They don't.
Right.
That would actually be a nice.
To be.
That would be a nice suggestion.
To be kind of.
For just.
I don't want to.
5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I don't want to use the word innocent because it's not innocent.
Right.
But it's that. That moment where you just want to be back in that space of innocence.
Right.
I call it drawl. We say it's called drawl. They haven't got a clue.
Right.
It's the meaning of not having a clue.
You mean they're numb fucks?
Basically, that's what it is.
I would love to be numb right now.
Comfortably numb.
Comfortably numb.
That's what it is. It's just brain dead.
Yeah.
To be
in that space of,
is anybody out there?
How many times have we all spoken?
Can anybody hear me now?
I wish I didn't know.
And sometimes I feel that way. I wish that I didn't know what I knew and I could be one of the sheep, because it seems like their life is so easy.
Yeah.
they just follow and they just, you know, it's...
Yep.
But I feel both ways. You know, sometimes I'm so torn that I... Fuck that. I would never be that. I could never go back. I could never comply. I could never deal with that. In reality, yeah, that is how it is. But when it becomes so overwhelming, shit's not changing quick enough. You're tired. You're exhausted. You're spiritually broken. You just wish you could check out, and you envy how easy the lives are those of the who just go along with it all. And
dealing with their nice tight underwear.
Yeah.
Nice tight knickers.
Right.
And here's what I'm going to do, because I don't know if we're actually connected or not, because I'm not seeing any changes in the app. And I'm wondering if we got bumped out when we got bumped out on the other app.
Oh.
So I'm going to close out here and restart. Okay. Maybe we had a glitch in the matrix.
As always.
Could be. So if you are listening and you are hearing this, I want to say thank you. We're going to be right back.